With the help of Hashem, we learn today's Perek Rambam, the sixth chapter of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Rambam writes in Halachetes, Hanoiteya Ilon Eitzel HaMizbeach, a person who plants a tree near the Mizbeach, Oy B'chol HaZarah, or anywhere in the temple courtyard, and Bein Ilon Sirak, Bein Ilon Michael, what any type of tree, whether it is a fruit-bearing tree, whether it's not a fruit-bearing tree, that person is violating a negative commandment. And furthermore, adds the Rambam, even though the person is planting this tree to beautify the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, like the Rambam writes, he's loika, and the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, the Lav, and the Chumash. So the Rebbe, this is in Yein Malchus, in Sefer Mada Simen Lamed, speaks the following. That here we're speaking about a person that's doing something to beautify the Beis HaMikdash, to make it more attractive. And furthermore, why are you trying to make the Beis HaMikdash more beautiful and attractive? Because you want for more people to gather around over there. And Bechlal, in those days, those who worshipped Avodah Zarah, that was their practice, that was their way of doing things, of beautifying the location for more people to gather, for them to spread, lahavdil, their falsehood. On this, says the Rambam, that if you do so, you are chayiv malchus, you're violating a negative commandment. And the Rebbe brings an analogy from another mitzvah that has the same neshama toichen. The Torah tells us that we are not allowed to erect a monument for God, loisakim l'chom atzeva, even though, bizman of our avos, that is exactly what they did. And when they erected a monument, it was something beloved to Hashem. Nevertheless, when the Torah was given, Hashem says that from that time onwards, it's something that's prohibited. And the Rebbe learns a gevaldike hoira from this, that sometimes comes the Yetzer Hara, and he says that let's do X, Y, or Z, and be'emes, in order to beautify the Mikdash, let's do something, because through doing this type of event or this type of activity, it will attract more Yidden that will come around our place, and ultimately when they will be around us, we'll be able to share more Yiddishkeit with them. So we need to know, this is the whole halacha, that if this action in itself is something that's prohibited by Hashem, even though the kavana is that it's going to gather more people and it's going to lead them eventually, that's our intent, that it should help them get closer to the Torah and to mitzvahs, we are not allowed to do that. And just like it's bichlal benigea doing activities out there, the same true is in our pnimius, that v'asuli migdash v'shechanti b'soicham. The only way that we make a beautiful Beis HaMikdash is by doing things exactly the way it is within the framework of halacha. And the moment we do an action which is asur, even with the greatest kavana, and we think that we foresee that by doing this it's going to eventually bring more of us into the geshmak of Yiddishkeit, this is something that is asur, the way of the Beis HaMikdash. And our day-to-day behavior always, no matter what the intent, has to be as God wants, and never doing anything that is against a mitzvah of the Torah.